Now, we know that women were hit pretty hard when it came to unemployment during the pandemic, but one of the industries that grew was construction. KYW's Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams spoke with a Philadelphia woman making big strides in the male-dominated field.
Right from the start, traditionally, many girls are taught to play with dolls and play dress-up, while boys are encouraged to get dirty and play with their toy construction trucks. So Layla Beebe with the Eastern Atlantic States Regional Council of Carpenters says she wasn't surprised at her mother's reaction to her wanting to be in construction.
When I told my mother that I wanted to be a carpenter, I wanted to work in construction, she said absolutely not. There's no place for a woman.
Well, her mom eventually came around, and now she has a solid 16 years in the industry. And what she does is not for everyone.
I'm a general carpenter, but I did commercial concrete and heavy highway for most of my career. I did a little bit of everything, but I stuck with concrete. You know, that's the roughest work.
She encourages interested women to go for it, but she notes you'll have to prove yourself to prospective employers.
Once they realize, okay, not only are you, you know, capable, but you're also committed, then it's like it sparks something in them and they wake up and say, all right, and now you have full support.
Philadelphia has the second lowest percentage of women employed in the construction industry at 5.5%. There are signs of growth. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio.